be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to apologize, first of all, for the tardiness of our start of Mass. We were struggling still with the microphone as yesterday, but we'll perfect this somehow. In these last few days, we had been reading from the prophet of Amos for our first reading. And the prophet Amos is significant because he began to preach at the turning point in the history of Israel. Amos preached at the time when Israel was divided into the kingdoms of the north called Israel or Ephraim and the kingdom of the south called Judah. And the kingdom of the north is ruled by Jeroboam, who was not from the line of David. He was an administrator of King Solomon, and he ruled Israel for a few years, while on the other hand, in Judah is ruled by one of the sons of David. Now, we must remember that the prophecy for the house of Israel, for the coming Messiah, is that the coming Messiah will come from the house of David. And so Jeroboam was not really the rightful heir to the throne in Israel. And what Jeroboam did in northern part of the country, in the northern kingdom, was to sort of redefine the Jewish faith. And he introduced strange practices, importing practices from the pagan world. And because of this, the Lord was angry with Israel. In his justice, he wanted Israel to go back to the true practice of the faith. And that's where Amos came, and Amos preached against the sad and tragic event that had happened in the practice of the faith in the northern kingdom. And because of this, he was rebuked severely. And as we remember in these last few readings from Amos, Amos spoke of hellfire and brimstone to call the people to repentance. But surprise of all surprises, today we hear a different Amos preaching to the house of Israel. He was speaking of the coming of the Messianic Age. And the Messianic Age is filled with many, many promises. He's almost breathless in speaking about what's going to happen in the Messianic Age. He says, there will be good harvest. The plowman is not finished sowing the seed, and harvesters will come to gather the good harvest. And on the mountainside, it will drip with good wine. And so all of these wonderful promises of the Messianic Age, that will be fulfilled at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In some ways, it's fulfilled when the exiles return to Israel from their exile in Babylon, but not completely. The completeness of that prophecy will be fulfilled, like I said, in the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ will usher in this great age of grace and fulfilled promises. But how will these promises come? Well, it will come not with the attitude of same old, same old, not with the same attitude like the old Israelites. It will come with our participation in the will of God. And really, doing the will of God is the kind of fasting that Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. When we fast, we make room for the voice of God so that we can hear it much more intently, we can hear it louder. We deprive ourselves of things so that we can focus ourselves, our attention to God speaking to us in the stillness of our hearts. Certainly these days we do a lot of fasting. We do intermittent fasting, and it's a very in thing, you know. Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. That's not really the kind of fasting that the Lord is trying to tell us. Because the motivation of the fasting, of fasting like that is really very worldly and material, you know. I will do intermittent fasting so I can put on my favorite bathing suit, finally. No. The fasting that the Lord wants is for to remove all of these things that hinder us from hearing the Word of God. And hearing the Word of God, we might do the will of God. And when we are attuned to the will of God, then we are the new wineskins to receive the promises of the Messianic age. All of us today are reminded that we are a fulfillment of that prophecy of Amos. But we need to prepare our hearts. Let us fast and open ourselves to the will of God, and in doing so, participate in the kingdom that has begun and will be fulfilled in the parousia.